Anti-smoking activists are praising the decision by the Minneapolis-based Target discount store chain to stop selling cigarettes. Target announced yesterday that it would discontinue cigarette sales in its 714 stores by the end of September because of declining profits. Analysts say strict government anti-smoking regulations have made it more expensive for stores to carry cigarettes, but they also say it's unlikely that other major discount chains will follow Target's lead. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
With its announcement yesterday, Target became the first major retail chain to discontinue cigarette sales. Company officials stressed that their action wasn't based on any moral or public health concerns. Instead, they said the decision was strictly a financial one. Carolyn Brookter is a company spokeswoman.
It was pretty much driven by the fact that we were seeing declining profits, but at the same time, we were also spending more, increasing our capital outlay to sell cigarettes. So when we looked at the big picture, we just didn't think that it justified staying in the business of selling cigarettes.
Brookter said that in the past, Target sold cigarettes on open shelves, just like any other product. But she said local governments in many places have passed laws mandating that sales of the product be more tightly controlled to keep it out of the hands of minors. And that has forced the company to spend money redesigning its display areas. With cigarette sales falling and cigarette theft on the rise, Target figured it was no longer worth it to sell the product. Despite the company's explanation, some analysts say Target could also have been motivated by a fear of the stigma tobacco products have developed, especially in light of the federal government's current initiative against teenage smoking. Walter Loeb publishes a newsletter on the retail industry.
I think that Target responded to a general pressure by groups who are against smoking. They would like to be known as a family store, as a wholesome family store. They would like to distinguish themselves, particularly since they sell more upscale fashion.
Whether other discount chains will follow Target's lead is unclear. Such stores usually attract customers by selling products a little cheaper than other stores. But the large retailers have never been able to discount cigarettes very much, in part because of high government excise taxes. And so they've had little success drawing customers away from convenience stores and drug stores. As a result, they've captured only a very small part of the tobacco market and have less at stake in leaving it. Still, many use cigarettes as a loss leader, a low-profit item that attracts customers into their stores. Even if other retailers do stop selling cigarettes, most analysts say it would have a negligible impact on overall tobacco sales. Analyst Martin Feldman of Smith Barney.
The fewer suppliers there are, the more difficult it is for consumers to get their hands on tobacco products. But we are 714 outlets around the country. Are so small as to be immaterial. You would have to see a concerted effort, almost a collusionary effort, by numerous retailers of every description for the tobacco industry really to have to become concerned over the number of outlets.
And Feldman sees little likelihood that will happen. In fact, in the aftermath of Target's announcement, no other retail chains expressed interest in leaving the cigarette business, and two of Target's biggest competitors, Walmart and Kmart, said they would continue to sell the product. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.